Yo, this is the AK96 podcast. You know what it is? It's your boy, Alex, and
Mr. Kyle Alexander.
Yeah. His middle name is my first name. And we got longtime homie, friend of the podcast. It's Rob.
It's your boy, Big Rob, 21. You should already know who it is, but.
You're already on the shit. Oh my God. Okay. Lean on in real quick. But
it's been a minute, Rob.
It's been a hot
How's life, man?
How's life been?
Oh, it's good.
You got dreads now?
Dreads.
You like JID.
Yeah, I got the headband like him too.
Yeah, the bandanas. I just bought 4 bandanas, bro, for the gym.
I bought like 15.
Walmart did a deal.
For me, I go to the gym with a bandana. Because, I mean, it catches like pores and sweat.
You're right.
I don't like the feeling of that. But I had to take a break from the gym for this week. I don't know why. It's just a little thing on my neck. I was just like, he's like, nah, don't go to the gym. Like, a little tattoo on the back of my neck. He said, don't go to the gym. I'm like,
oh,
like,
gym. Can't really sweat, too.
Yeah, because I guess it's sweat. But I was like, I should be fine.
It's probably more sweat.
But I didn't go, though. Just in case he listens to this.
Is Fully Hill yet? A little bit.
I think so.
I can't see it, so I wouldn't know.
You shrink.
Nice. Yeah, that's a dope.
Appreciate it. I'm going for the head next. Just kidding. Well, today's topic is, I don't know how to break it down, but I'm just saying. So, like, you, it's not a specific one word. It's just like you and your best friend or whoever it is, your family member, whoever. Y'all got certain songs that only y'all to jam out to, listen to, that y'all just be singing like crazy to, or just be rapping, knowing all the words, both of y'all, just be killing it, like
all
karaoke.
All the words.
So, we got them kind of songs too, all three of us, like with, even with ourselves and between like our own special friends and whatnot.
I had to look it up.
It's called The Headstrong.
What's your song, Rob?
It's Headstrong.
Talking to the mic.
It's Headstrong by Trap. I don't know, it's T-R-A-P-T, whatever that's
called. Hey, Siri, play Headstrong by who?
Headstrong by Trap.
Headstrong by Trap.
Yeah, just say Headstrong. You should got it. Yeah, right there. That's the boys, man.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
What?
Rob.
Oh, my. That's the joint?
That's your boy Tavian?
Yeah,
my boy Tavian, man. We sliding out to that.
Shout out to Tavian.
Don't get in the way either.
Oh, talking to my bad. You far back from the mic. Okay, but so Trap by Headstrong?
Yeah, Headstrong.
Is Rob's joint. All right, so
I'm going to play one. I literally heard it today.
Word.
Excuse the language in this song, too, as well.
Yeah, we be. It's whatever. We got,
but mind you,
we got a couple.
We were like, what, 14, 15
probably.
New songs came out?
What are you about to play? I'm trying to think.
It's just one out of one.
Yeah, we got thousands
of songs.
This time period, 2015, 2016, was the...
That was the best.
I know where you're going. Yeah. This is your shit, too.
Oh, it is? I can't see it. Oh, yeah. Well, I was, yeah.
Night and day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, say less.
That song is timeless, man.
Oh, yeah. When Future's going on that mixtape run, wasn't nobody messing with him. I thought you was going to put it is a recent one. Because I didn't know you liked this song. I didn't know you liked this song.
It's fly. I ain't going to count. It do fly.
Yeah, shout out to Lil Nas X. That's like the only song I like by him.
That Old Town Road.
You like Old Town Road?
I mean, not all the remixes, but like, you know how you listen to a song, you like, yeah, that's sly, and then everybody start listening to it and then get over hype, and it's like, all right, okay, cool. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's one of them.
It's a vibe, because I was like, bro, that Panini beat. Hey, Panini, don't you feel me? Come on.
I know about all his other stuff, though, but you know.
It's just that one, though.
Right.
And then, Rob, what's that other joint? Armed and Dangerous by Juice WRLD. That's what
Armed
I'm
and Dangerous, definitely. That right there just give you life, man.
Hey, that means life. And then I think
what else? Mask Off. Another Future song.
And then
Go All Day. You know you got.
Thought it was a drought. Oh,
Gilchester.
Oh yeah, by Drake. Gilchester.
What was that one song?
And then X by
Drake
by
and Savage. Drake and I forget that name. What's his name?
Who?
Drake and
I forget his name. Drake and Offset?
Nah. The Game, I think.
The Game. Oh, 100.
Yeah,
oh,
there you go. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
LA niggas be the my bad, y'all. It's been a long day.
It's been a long day.
Oh my God. Yeah, we did used to play that.
They used to slide. He's like, oh my, yeah. I keep it 100.
What was the Chris Brown song?
Oh, Turn Up the Music.
Turn up the music.
I don't know. That's an old one, too.
That's old.
And then, what was another one? There's so many songs, bro. If y'all don't know about the Ditch story, we'll explain that for another day. But when we was listening to that, it was the Weeknd, I'm adding it up. What's the name of that song?
Hmm?
Oh my God, what's the name of it? He said something else, and then he said, I just pulled something in my cup. I just mixed it with Texas. I read the lyrics to it. You the Weeknd stan over here, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not giving me much, though.
I know. I can't even do the lyrics
mixing up the King of the Fall.
King of the Fall. That song. Rob was slapped. Yeah. Rob just—he was like, "Hey, Fast and Furious, Wet Road, we got it."
I didn't know, man. I ain't know, man. It was some shit, man.
I was turned up with him though.
It was some shit.
2015, 2016. Was that year too?
Was that year? Yeah, it was probably
a little bit after, like 2016.
Yeah, probably was.
No, it was before I moved out.
We ain't gonna talk about that.
Yeah, that's a story for another time. But that was a good song, you know. Views by Drake, the whole album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Grammy, still.
Feel no ways.
Feel no ways.
What do you need to want from a nigga? Awesome DMX.
Still here. I don't know if somebody said that.
Oh yeah, still here. And then
nine.
Western Road flows.
Control. This is too late. I mean.
Oh yeah. What? He said, "Ain't no telling." That joint. Right, anything by Drake, we always used to bump that.
Yeah.
And then even I remember when we was on the I Decided wave, he was on that low key.
For Big Sean.
Yeah, I was like, I was happy to see that.
Yeah. No, that album was nice.
Go ahead, yeah. Box nice. On it.
Yeah, he goes on that bitch.
Yeah.
He had some people on
there. He had seven strong songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
The concert was wild too. Experience.
Oh yeah, Kyle's first concert.
Yeah.
I turned into a whole different person. Yeah, he never seen me like that.
Yeah.
Ever.
Oh yeah, y'all went to that.
Mm-hmm.
My man every lyric.
Yeah.
He was with it.
Y'all already know.
That's his boy, man. Even at the
oh, the Jacob
Forest Hill, yeah.
Oh yeah,
When Sean came out, it was a wrap then.
But it was cool. Like after he was done, he like talked to everybody, gave everybody vegetables.
I was like, yes sir, he's saying facts. He's saying nothing but truth. I recorded it too.
I got it too.
You say, hey man, you just gotta chase your dreams, bro. Don't let nobody tell you can't do it. Do that shit. He said it. I was like, bro, he's speaking to me.
That's me right there.
Hey, when Both of Your Adolescents by J. Cole came on, this nigga Rob, he was going off, bro.
Man,
he
the
said,
whole.
I grew up. I grew up. He was feeling it. I was like,
Cole, you too?
You feel me?
Damn, hottest girl in the city. I wish I knew it. Damn, need something new. I was like, whoa. Rob is feeling this song. Nah, hey. Some songs just do it to you. You feel me? Hey, you with me, my drink?
You with me, man?
Yeah.
It's in it, man. You with me?
That was a song, though.
Whenever Kyle was like, he's like, hey, man, just turn on that views, bro. I was like, you want to do it today?
Yeah.
Hey, these women make you do it, though.
Kiss Lamp for me, man.
I remember one time I comment. This is why I never comment on Instagram posts, like my opinion. I was like, that one time I did it, I said,
don't play with them boys,
it was like,
man.
What's your least favorite Weeknd album? I put Kissland because I just genuinely don't like the album. Everything else Weeknd puts out is pretty dope, besides After Hours. But Kissland, like, got me slaughtered, bro. I saw maybe, like, 30 comments of, like, loser, you trash, you're dumb.
Don't play with them boys,
stupid,
man.
You stupid, bro, you're a clown. I'm like, whoa, bro. I was like, it's just my opinion. I'm like, they were like, nah, you're still stupid. I was like,
hey, damn, they put it like that.
Yeah,
I didn't think it was that bad.
It was on Complex page. You know, it's a bunch of weeks.
Oh,
fans.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, but I was like, nah.
Yeah,
but
don't play with
Weeknd got a great catalog. I just don't care for that album.
Me too.
what other songs y'all have like great memories with though? Or even albums?
Alicia Keys.
What? Really?
Alicia Keys, when she like singing in the rain. Well,
yeah.
He's like, what the rain is coming.
Oh, like, I know what you're talking about. I don't know the name of it.
Hey, but back in middle school?
Yeah.
Sliding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That one Usher song that came out 2010, I remember.
Climax?
I'm trying to, I have to find it for you. But long story short, I used to ride the bus. I didn't have no headphones. What? And the radio would play that Usher song to death. And then you just start like,
that's
the song. So I finally, you know.
Climax fun,
right, right. But nah, that one for sure. Just the riding on the bus experience. Right. And then as I grew older, I ain't really like riding the bus.
Yeah, I haven't listened to Usher like when I'm DJing for like parties. I play like some of his hits, of course. Like
you don't have to go.
Chief Keef.
Oh yeah, we were around when he first came out. Wiring to Back to the Bando.
Hey.
We used to play
that. To be honest with you, one of their finest work. Honestly.
Yeah, he said. It was grinding.
Nigga, we came from nothing.
It was grinding.
Nothing for something. Man, let me go ahead and play that real quick. Yeah, man. Gotta give respect to it.
Bro, that was a vibe. When Rodeo came out by Travis Scott, we was playing Don't Pray for Love a lot. That was a jam.
Yeah, Don't Pray for Love. Antidote.
Another
song on there. Went in.
My Outside. Oh, 3500. Wasted.
No. 90210.
Oh, I was just watching the video for that yesterday. That's bro,
he's a cartoon, right?
Yeah, he's like an action figure, bro. Like this, bro. 2015, 2016, huh? Oh, yeah, I got you. 2015, 2016 was immaculate. Year what? My bad.
Buddy.
Behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah, behind the scenes type things. Get things situated.
Yeah.
You digs.
All right, y'all, I can't find the song.
All right, we can't find it.
You can't find
look up.
That.
Let me ask y'all a question. How do y'all feel about paying $3 a gallon for gas?
$3 a gallon for gas? Where?
That's in Tampa? That's exactly what I'm paying.
Yeah, how much are you guys paying? It's like $2.80 something where I'm at.
It's $3 over where I'm at.
Yeah, hey, Riverview, Brandon, y'all tripping. I'm not coming over.
No mercy.
What's it for you?
It's like $2.70.
Oh, damn.
$2.87. Yeah, it's getting high, but...
It's getting there.
Yeah, it better not be by this. You drop a center, you feel me? Like, hey
I'm not gonna drop
hey,
you feel me? Like, bro, like,
but it is crazy though. It is crazy because, I mean, we stopped doing the oil thing here in America.
What do you mean?
They Biden stopped that, the oil, and that's why gas is going up.
Hey, yeah. I'm gonna do my research, but I trust it.
What was it?
We're looking up a song right now, guys.
Nigo Gay!
DJ Darrell!
Hey man, that boy DJ Darrell was shouting out, man.
All the time. Oh! Y'all just gotta hear
this. Hey! Hey! Me, yo, for all my young niggas.
Y'all just told them.
For real.
Hop in the whip, that's first thing you click.
Young niggas came for nothing. Young niggas came for nothing. Young niggas came for nothing.
Shout out to the Migos.
Shout out to the Migos. Before we get copyrighted, but we ain't making no money off that. But still.
Shout out to the Migos.
Yeah, shout out to the Migos. But man.
Yeah, that song.
That was
a lot, man. It's a lot.
There was this one song we slid out to a party, man.
I'm going to mention a party. What's that one party song that everybody plays?
Oh, Love.
And that one Spanish
Goosebumps
song.
Oh.
Now? Or before?
No, like before.
Suavemente. That one?
Nah.
Bad Bunny?
Nah, I'm talking about like back in the day.
Oh, way back.
Oh, you talking about maybe like...
You talking about...
Gasolina.
Nah, I'm talking about like...
Oh, them days! Oh, we were still good angels. I know what you're talking about.
I'm about to...
I forgot to remember that.
You know what you're talking about.
Man. Rob said, my library is diverse.
Yeah,
what? I hate that song so much.
That it is.
Every single function. Oh my god. That's how you know it's time to leave.
Yeah. Oh god.
I was like, yeah, it's about to start winding down. Yeah. Right? You trying to hit up this Waffle House? What's good, y'all? Yeah. You
feel Waffle me? House not far from here, right, man.
I'm gonna go ahead and head out.
You feel right. me? That song, bro, that song is so I can't deal with it. I can do Bad Bunny, J Balvin, all that good stuff, but everything else, nah, that is negative. Negative. But I be proud. When I be DJing these parties and I have to play Spanish music, I don't mind it, but I love y'all. But sometimes I be like, nah,
hey, y'all know, hey, that one party we slid out to one night, man. Man, we got lit. You got lit. You remember?
Oh!
Wait, this
which one? Remember the one where when we came elevated? It was in Lakeland. It was in the sticks, bro.
Yeah.
And we ended up seeing Yana. Oh wow, Muppet. She'll never hit us up.
You be naked.
You funny.
But I'm just trying to remember.
Right, yeah, but it started off like
this. I'm gonna start naming people.
Y'all played this song, bro, and I was like, damn, I ain't never heard this because I wasn't even Tory at this time. But oh man, it wasn't even this, man. What that shit called, bro? That shit swaying, dog.
Oh, was on to Tory.
Oh.
Oh, the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, my belly.
Yeah.
Are you making belly?
That's the song. This shit. Yeah. Man, we slid up to that. I don't know what we listened to by the end of that, but we switched it up to Big Sean. And man, I think it was like last night or today. I mean, we was swinging, man.
Oh,
we
came
with that bitch.
Good times. We super incriminating, but oh well, man. It's our podcast, man. We can say what we want, dog. Exactly. He's Robbie's and he's can't be me. But nah, I think what else? There's some.
Unless you, Anthony Price, if I see you. It's over.
I guess no shot of them.
Hey, so Rob, how you feel about football wise? How y'all feel about
Carson Wentz?
Yeah, he your quarterback, right?
Yeah, I haven't
You're
seen
a Colts
it.
Fan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but you know, yeah. We have high hopes.
High hopes.
We got the do-do-do-do.
Nah, we don't have the soundboard with this. I gotta find out how to learn this with this program. I know. But
some Lions fans are excited for Jared Goff. I'm kind of on the fence.
You know, Jared Goff, he's got an arm.
Matt had an arm.
Yeah, but Matt was on his ass, too.
Hey, but look, I understand. They got a new coach. They got a whole new coaching staff. You got to literally start.
How do you think the Lions will be next season?
I think they're going to be decent.
I think they're going to do good. Yeah. It's a whole new mentality in the field that's going to – and it's contagious. So when they come from the coach – the coaching staff goes to the players, and you know it transitions on the field. So I think they're going to do good, but they got a bill. We got some draft picks, you know. So at this point, they got that guy for 6 years, I believe. I don't quote me; I got to look it up. But I think it's 6 years. He paid, so he there. And I'm talking about a whole new coaching staff. Everybody's gone. I'm talking about, and then we got some brothers on there.
Yeah,
we have some brothers on the coaching staff now. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, before it wasn't like that. You maybe had like one or two. You bring some brothers on the team.
I just pay attention to the Bucks. So
it's gonna be a good team. But I'm gonna also look at the Rams games. You know, because Mac with a team behind him, he could lead a Super Bowl team.
You think so?
I think so. They got a solid defense. They got Jalen Ramsey. You know what I'm saying? They got my boy Aaron Donald. They got a solid defense. Ask them, you know what I'm saying? Make sure them boys healthy. Train up them boys. Yeah, and exactly. Then look, you got your offense. Protect the quarterback. They got them. I'm telling you, give Matt time.
You see, y'all, ESPN, hit us up, man. Give my boy Kyle to break down, do some analysis. He need to be a coach.
Man. But nah, the Lions can do good. How y'all feel about Brady, though?
Hey, I think Tom Brady, I'm not going to say, don't quote me on this. He's one of the greatest white men in history. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah,
he's made this city alive,
man.
So he'll be what?
And I think he's gonna take a Super Bowl again, and I'm gonna win some more money. Literally, bro. The only time I watch the playoffs is Super Bowl. That's it.
Did they drop their schedule yet?
Nope.
The Bucks.
I shouldn't.
Behind the scenes things, little technical difficulties.
Y'all think Drew Brees coming back?
Drew Brees, bro.
What? That Drew Brees? My actual the first time I was actually rooting for the Saints was when I was playing the Colts in the Super Bowl.
Jesus Christ, Rob did not like to hear that.
I was actually rooting for him, not gonna lie.
He won.
I believe what the Saints. That was his first Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
He don't want you to say that.
Oh, hey, man.
But nah, it's all good though.
Shout out to them boys. They won. That was a good game, but we got ours.
By the way,
came back.
Raptors. coming to Tampa now.
They already here. They had a few games. They had a few games.
Already?
Really trying to go to some of them. Really trying to go to some of them games.
My barber just told me it was like $300 for two seats. That's pretty good for basketball.
I ain't trying to go to them games no more.
Hey, I'm not trying to go. I'll drop the 150.
For 150?
150.
Are they winning games at least? What's their record? Raptors, see, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. But that'd still be cool.
Gotcha, though. Gotcha.
Maybe just go. One day. If we happen to slide across some free tickets, you know, Kyle's boss hit us up. You feel me? But we at the 20 minute mark, peoples.
It's been 20 minutes already?
Yeah, bro. Time flies when you're kicking it with your niggas.
Appreciate y'all for listening.
You feel me? And you already know the breakdown. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts,
Spotify.
And yeah, just really about that. That's it. Don't use the other
iTunes.
Stuff.
If you don't have iTunes, Google Podcasts.
Google Podcasts, that's true. But if you got Google Podcasts, get your life together. If you're rocking with an Android, get your life together. Honestly.
Hey, but I ain't gonna cap. I seen Samsung. My dog had a Samsung phone.
Samsung?
We're legit.
Yeah,
we're legit.
Now we see them green bubbles.
But nah, honestly, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But nah, I like my iPhone.
Feel me? Yeah. Ever since I got an iPhone, I denounced Android. I used to be an Android gang for a minute.
For a long time.
Y'all remember that. Never again. I left.
Well, you upgraded.
Yup. Blue bubbles, nigga. Alright. But this is Tribe. Wow. The AK-96 podcast.
We out, man.